my name is Joe Jackson. I'm a journalist, author, interviewer, broadcaster, and more recently, a documentarian. In fact, there may be a documentary in the following story. Back in the early 1970s, as with millions of people worldwide of my generation, copyright Pete Townsend, I loved, and in many ways I lived through the music of singer-songwriters such as Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, Leonard Cohen, Dorrie Previn, and Carole King. But a decade later, I went further than most fans of any of those artists, and indeed most rock music fans are in a position to do. I set out, as purely a fan, to interview Cohen. And that interview on March the 1st, 1985, left me feeling so transcendent that I decided only moments afterwards I must become an interviewer by profession, if only to track down more of my heroes to talk with. But I never imagined that little more than a decade later this would lead to me standing backstage in Madison Square Garden at a Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell gig. I was there in the company of the late Paddy Maloney, leader of the Chieftains, with whom Joni had recorded her own composition, The Magdalen Laundries, for the Chieftains' upcoming album, Tears of Stone. And Paddy hoped I might get even one quote from Joni about the song. As it transpired, we later did an interview about The Magdalen Laundries. But standing there in her dressing room, I was ready to get some kind of comment on tape, and what follows is my first meeting with Joni. By the way, Joni also asked me to meet her after Dylan's set back at the bar of the hotel in which we all were staying so we could chat some more. And I hesitate to continue this story, but what the hell. The next morning, when we all met in the lobby, Joni said loud enough to make me blush and to rightly shame this pathetic Paddy, "Here's the guy who stood me up last night." I said, "I didn't. I was waiting at the bar." She said, "And did you never think I might not sit at a bar and look around the corner where I sat waiting?" But she was just winding me up. Yet to this day, I regret what happened the night I didn't have a drink with Joni Mitchell. And now, quickly moving on, the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, Joni, she had one more guy to come all the way from Ireland.
Oh.
Back in. Okay.
Oh. I just got a record with the Chieftains that's coming out. What is that project? It's all women singers with them backing them up. And we've taken some. Oh, man. I ran into this Irish girl in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, who really, really pretty little girl who just migrated there. And she cornered me in a bar and she said, "What business is it of yours about our laundries, you know?" And I said, "Well, you know, no." First of all, she said to me, "Are you Irish?" You know, and I said, "Yeah, well, I got a drop of it in me, you know." Like, "Are you Catholic?" I said, "No." "Well, then, what business is it of yours to be writing about our business, eh?" She said, "You know, it was bad enough with Sinead, you know, ripping up the picture of the Pope, but at least she's one of ours." And she kept going and going and like, and she, you know, just grilling me. And then finally, she said, "Well, anyway, it was well put."
The single best review you ever had.
And then she said she'd married a Protestant boy, Irish descent, in Saskatoon. Okay. She told her mother that she was living in sin with him, but she was going to use the song to break the ice, or if her mother said anything, she was going to play her the song. So, but oh man, she just had me on the grill there for a while about it.
Really?
But yeah, it's very touching.
It's a raw subject. Yeah. And we're still coming to terms with it. People who even move away from remembering, they're going to still feel pain.
Yeah. That's okay. I mean, even over here, like I was an unwed mother in the 60s, and I had my own. They didn't incarcerate me or anything. But it was really difficult, so that's where I get my empathy for it. You know, it could have been that much worse to get in there and not be able to get out, you know. So it's easy for me to envision what it was like, although I don't really, I never read anything about it except that the Sisters of Our Lady of Charity sold 10.5 acres or something, and they unearthed all these bodies in Dublin, you know, that's all I knew about it, and that's where the song came from. That.
You read the report of the selling of that town
No.
The suburb of Dublin was about that.
They sold off 11.5 acres, and when they were plowing it, they found Magdalene, Sarah's Magdalene, the Tears, all these unmarked.
Yeah. But that kicked off the phone call.
I saw this thing that was an old news clip. God, it's so vague to me now, and I saw it recently, but it was American, and it was some kind of liberal thing about a program in America to get prostitutes and bad women and stuff off the street, and to give them some self-respect and give them some work in their laundries. And this was in America, and I thought, when you hear it pitched out, you're like, a good idea.
How insidious it was when it was happening.
It was sold
that way in Ireland too. Like,
yeah,
it was kind of taken care of,
especially with the trust that the church
had then. I mean, it was unquestioned.
Oh, all the dirt's rising up now. That's what's happening at the end of this century. I mean, we just played in Madison Square Gardens, which is about to be all torn down. They found out that just about every little hockey player was buggered by one guy or another.
Maple Leaf Gardens.
It's true.
It's absolutely true. So, I mean, first it was one boy that said one guy, and then, it came out. It was like, wow.
It was this whole ring of
kids.
Abused by the coaches.
For years.
It's like the Millennium Cleanup, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, everything, all the dirt must rise out or something.
But it's healthy.
Yeah.
It's certainly healthy in Ireland. We've more open culture than
running out of time. You should give Joey a second.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love my Irish blood,
it makes you trust drinks of people.
Oh, you heard that?
Oh, of course I did.
I identify with
that.
It is hard to handle. It rises up like quite spontaneously.
Well, may it always rise up. Keeps you in touch with the passion.
It is a passionate blood.
But that's what's keeping us all alive, too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, keep your name to go.
Okay, pleasure.
Thank you around the world.
Hi, Joe Jackson here again. I thank you for listening to this edition of the Joe Jackson Interviews podcast, and I shall upload on my website, joejacksoninterviewer.com, my report on my experience at that Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell gig, minus the story about the drink I didn't have with Joni. Thanks for listening.